What do you get from a pampered cow? Spoiled milk. Don't worry, this episode will be a lot funnier than that joke, as we take a look at laughter. Plus, are you smarter than an elementary school student? Try to guess how some kids answer to test questions and we'll reveal their hilarious responses. That's all coming up and more on Well-Being Simplified. Hello everyone, and welcome to Well-Being Simplified. My name is Maggie and I'm your host for this podcast. If you haven't already guessed by the intro, I Love to Laugh from Mary Poppins, this episode is dedicated to something we all love to do, laugh. Because you know what they say, laughter is the best medicine. Unless you're laughing for no reason, then you might actually need some medicine. Anyway, to kick this episode off, here's a quote by Ellen DeGeneres. Never follow anyone else's path. Unless you're in the woods and you're lost and you see a path, then by all means follow that path. So, without further ado, let's get to it. First, we need to ask, why do we laugh? To answer this question, let's turn to Dr. Sabrina Steirwald, who explains in her article, Why Do We Laugh? For Scientific American. We begin to laugh as early as 3 months old, long before we're able to start talking. And it turns out, laughing has a purpose, not only to let someone else know that we find something funny. Dr. Steirwald identifies the key role laughing plays is to connect with other people. By evolution, humans are programmed to be social creatures. Laughing lets other people know, hey, I'm comfortable around you. It's kind of like if you were to fart or burp in front of another person. It also serves as a way to distinguish someone's intentions. You have heard of a fake laugh, which can mean the other person may be hiding something. For example, when someone says a funny joke that you don't find funny, you may not want to tell the person right to their face your joke isn't funny, so you may use a little bit of a fake laugh. So the next time you're with your friends, pay some close attention to the way they laugh. Now, what determines what we find funny? What makes the difference between giving a slight smile and a little giggle to laughing so hard that you have tears rolling down from your eyes and you might pee your pants? Besides culture can be a huge influence on humor, four main theories have been proposed to determine what we find funny. One theory is called the superiority theory, which dates all the way back to the ancient Greeks. The superiority theory proposes we find something funny because we feel a sense of superiority to someone else, thinking it would be so foolish for something to happen to us because we're better than the other person. Another theory is called the relief theory, which was proposed by Sigmund Freud. According to Freud, during an event, there's a buildup of tension, and to release it, laughter is used. It's kind of like those icebreakers you do at social gatherings. Or it's like when people tell you, oh, we will all laugh about this someday during an event. The third theory is called the incongruity theory, which applies something you would never expect. In other words, there is an element of surprise. For example, an engineer who can't do elementary school math. And finally, the last theory is called the benign violations theory, which takes all these three theories and smushes them all into one. According to the benign violations theory, three conditions must be met in order to find something funny. First, there's the presence of something that's not necessarily considered a norm. So let's take our engineer who can't do elementary school math. This might not be considered a norm or normal, since we expect engineers to be able to do such complex calculations that doing basic math should not be an issue. So for them to not be able to do it is not considered a norm. Second, the event that occurs is quote-unquote benign or harmless. It's not the end of the world if an engineer can't do elementary school math. Lastly, both the interpretation of both of these components is simultaneous, meaning when you look at something, you think of it as both out of the ordinary and harmless. Therefore, you would find that event funny. We've all heard the saying, laughter is the best medicine. And it's true. Laughter can have several health benefits, according to the Mayo Clinic. It can decrease the release of stress hormones and release more endorphins, which are the feel-good hormones. Additionally, it serves to both stimulate and relax the muscles in your body, which results in that feeling after having a good floor-rolling laughing session. While you laugh, your abdominal muscles are engaged, which helps explain why you feel like you did 1,000 crunches after you've collected yourself. On the long run, laughing can help improve overall mood, help strengthen personal relationships, as well as your immune system. Laughter has also been found to contributing to a more positive outlook on life and a more positive perspective overall. And since we're talking about laughter, it's only suiting that I give you something to laugh about. And what better place to look at than the internet? With a little help from BuzzFeed, I have found some incredible things people have said on the internet, which are sure to make you smile. First, what's the name of the boat in Titanic? Another one is, the FDA warns not to eat raw cookie dough. I'm still eating it. I don't care if I get salmon vanilla. You heard me right. Salmon vanilla. My personal favorite is, quote, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, and together we will rise. But you know who has the best sense of humor? Kids. They will just say it like it is, and sometimes the outcome is hilarious, especially on a test. So here are some actual answers kids have put on a test, but let's do it like a game. I will read the question, and I want you to think in your mind, how would a kid answer? Are you ready? Here we go. First question, what ended in 1896? Got your answer? The correct answer is 1895. All right, that one was a little tough. So let me give you another one. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed? Got your answer? The correct answer is at the bottom. Next one. What did Mahatma Gandhi and Genghis Khan have in common? The answer? Unusual names. For the last one, it's a little bit more fun. So I want you to think of what would your elementary school self say? The question is, what are three things you want to do in the future? Have you thought about it? This child said, get a girlfriend, kiss her, and rule the world. Well, my fellow human beings, that is it for today's episode. Remember to follow Wellbeing Simplified on Instagram at WellbeingSimplified2020 for updates on episodes, health tips, and some hilarious health and fitness pictures. New episodes are uploaded every Wednesday on Anchor at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Until next week, share a laugh with the people around you, or just laugh on your own. And remember to not eat raw cookie dough to prevent salmon vanilla, and to always have rule the world as part of your to-do list. See you next time.